Bullseye on the Afternoon with me, Andy Bulbarch, and Rocco Nucci here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Time now to bring in Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram on the local beat. It's brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Vandermark Jewelers, located here in Elyria on Broad Street, right across from the hospital. Vandermark Jewelers is a trusted name in jewelry, and if you stop by, you'll see why. Dave, always a pleasure, my friend. How are you?
Hey, good to be here, Bull. I'm doing all right.
Well, lots to catch up on this week. We had to push this back a couple of days because it's been a strange week with the Indians and the Blue Jackets. And a couple of days ago, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden had a press conference which pushed us back. But you can only push the great Dave O'Brien back so far. He's going to get on the air one way or the other. But there's a lot of things I want to get into. The front page story back on Wednesday that you wrote, detailed mail-in voting. And I know that's really kind of become a hot topic of late. What do we know about that process in Lorain County?
So as I think everybody is aware at this point, but if you're not, a lot of the voting this year is going to be done by mail. That's a lot of what we had back in the primary on April 28th. And that's a lot of how the vote is going to go. Depending on what happens in the next couple months, that's a lot of what's going to happen for the November election. So basically every registered voter in Ohio is going to get mailed an absentee ballot request form. Secretary of State Frank LaRosa announced that back in June. And federal money is going to get used to do a lot of that. But now we've also seen some, nonprofit organizations, including this organization, that is called the Center for Voter Information, who has been sending basically absentee voter request ballots to registered voters in Lorain County. And a number of them have received those, and a number of them have turned them into the Lorain County Board of Elections. And Elections Director Paul Adams told me the other day that basically, yeah, these are legitimate, what they call 11A forms. And that those are the prescribed forms that by law are supposed to be used or can be used to order your absentee ballots to be sent in by mail. Generally speaking, postage paid. Although there's some discussion now, and I believe the Secretary of State and Mr. Adams have said that basically a lot of voters are going to have to pay their own postage this coming November. Which might be a little bit of a pain to people, but that's I guess, the way that things are working as it stands right now. But back to the Center for Voter Information, that's a 501c4 nonprofit organization that basically has been trying to register millions of voters, primarily women, especially unmarried women, young people, persons of color, for the past, I think, about 14 to 16 years. And they've been sending these absentee ballot request forms out unsolicited to a number of Lorain County voters, Summit County voters, other folks throughout the state of Ohio. And Paul Adams told me the other day, said basically these are legitimate means of getting an absentee mail-in ballot. You can fill that out with all the required information that's on there and then send it into the Lorain County Board of Elections, and they will take those under advisement, and then when they are allowed to, on October 6th, send you out an absentee ballot request form. Send you out your absentee ballot to your address, and if you fill that out appropriately and correctly, following all the directions, and send it back in through the mail, then your vote will be counted.
After writing that story and hearing all of the information that you obtained in order to put that together, how confident would you be in using the mail-in voting technique? It seems like that's something people are getting a little more comfortable with.
I think people have gotten more comfortable with that in the past couple of years, especially voters who were used to going to the polls. Now, I've always been used to going to the polls ever since I've been able to vote. I think I've always done it that way. But then there are some people who take, for example, people in the military who, if you were overseas, or if you were at, a fort in Washington, but you're a registered voter in the state of Ohio and you're on active duty, with the military, or if you're on a carrier out at sea, that's the way the military's done it since the United States was in its own civil war back in the 1860s. I mean, it's been 150 plus years that the U.S. military has been voting by mail. And, you know, I haven't seen anybody, any veterans or any, you know, or any veterans organizations complaining about the way that that's always been done. So that's one side of the coin. The other side of it is, and there is some, there are some legitimate complaints that, that people are confused by having to, you know, instead of just fill in the little circles and hand your ballot to the elections official at the, at your polling place, people are sometimes slightly confused by, you know, the rules that are printed on these ballots that they get in the mail, that sometimes they have done it inappropriately and or, you know, or improperly, and their vote has not counted. We had some issues with mail-in ballots in the primary where some, you know, some several hundred were rejected by the Board of Elections because they were improperly filled out. They didn't contain signatures. They contained a wrong signature. The signature did not match the voter on record and their signature on record. They did not have the appropriate address. They lacked some sort of other identifying information that is required on an absentee ballot. And so there was some concern, and you know, and Jerry Phillips, you know, the attorney who's frequently in the news, or whom I write about frequently, had brought up some of those concerns, you know, to the Board of Elections, and as well as in a in some of the lawsuits that he's filed ever since he lost his commissioner's race to North Ridgeville City Councilwoman Michelle Hung, who's going on to face Lori Kakoski, the incumbent Democrat, in the November election. So some of those concerns have been brought up. And those are I think, entirely valid concerns to bring up. I mean, voting should be easy, and everybody should have the chance to vote if they are indeed a registered voter who is in good standing. And that's some concern that people have brought to the forefront. So we should all, you know, be allowed to vote, and voting ought to be easy. I think we can all agree on that.
Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle-Telegram joining us on the Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Dave, I want to turn our attention now to an article that you wrote a few days ago about Second Harvest Food Bank. Boy, they've done so much great work during this pandemic to help out so many great people. You wrote this article about a week ago detailing how they need help. What exactly is it that they're looking for right now in terms of help?
Well, Second Harvest, which has been receiving a large and much needed amount of help from the Ohio National Guard and from, you know, about three dozen Guard members who have been helping to disperse food and to drive forklifts and drive trucks. A lot of these National Guardsmen have CDLs or are forklift certified, have been working at the site on Baumhart Road and elsewhere throughout Lorain County to distribute food to many needy people. And President and CEO of Second Harvest, Julie Chase Moorfield, said she had never seen the level of need in 22 years working in a food bank as she sees now with COVID-19 affecting families and children. You know, some of those children, their only meal of the day might normally come from their school lunch or a summer lunch program. You know, working parents can't afford to buy enough food to feed everybody, or they've lost their job and they're on unemployment and things are tight. But what Chase Moorfield said was, basically, we also need a lot of volunteers. We need many, many volunteers to come out, sign up. Many of their volunteers are retired persons, persons who might also have an underlying health condition, and they're not comfortable working out in public with the public due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Restrictions make things sometimes a little bit difficult for people to get around. Public transportation might not feel safe. They might not feel comfortable taking a bus, which many, Lorain County buses, especially run by the commissioners, are being disinfected, but they might not also have a ride. So Julie Chase Moorfield asked people, go to our website, which is secondharvestfoodbank.org, www.secondharvestfoodbank.org. Sign up to be a volunteer. We need many volunteers. If there are people who are unemployed but still have transportation, and they want to go and volunteer, she invited them out. If you don't have any concerns about your health, and you're willing to wear a mask and be safe and bend to the COVID-19 restrictions and safety protocols, come out and volunteer. We need people, with strong work ethic, strong backs, strong hands, who are willing to come out and work in sometimes difficult conditions to make sure that their neighbors have a good, healthy meal to eat.
Well, certainly that's a wonderful organization that, as you mentioned, they help out so many people, and they've been very, very busy during this entire pandemic. All right, Dave, we've come to that point in the interview where we get a chance to see what went down on the scanner over the course of the past 7 days. So what are some of your finer scanner stories of the week?
Well, another one of my favorite Twitter feeds, Bull, is at OH Newsroom, which is at Overheard in the Newsroom. OH standing for Overheard, not for Ohio. But at OH Newsroom tweeted, just now over the scanner, quote, woman is called in and said her husband is annoying her, unquote.
Interesting. If everybody called with that same complaint, my guess is the phone system would be broken, wouldn't it?
I think 911 might break down, Bull.
Too much traffic. Way too much traffic on those phone lines if you were allowed to call every time that was an issue. Dave, as always, we appreciate the time. Always a pleasure to catch up. We look forward to doing this again next week.
Sounds good to me, and we'll talk to you then.
Thank you, Dave. Again, that's Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle-Telegram joining us on the local beat. It's brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. See Jim and Bob and the entire gang. Vandermark Jewelers, located on Broad Street here in Elyria, right across from the hospital. When you stop by at Vandermark Jewelers, you'll see why they are a trusted name in jewelry. Visit them online as well at vandermarkjewelers.com. We need to break. Rocco Nucci and I will come back after this here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.